let's concentrate on this driving, on this operational training with the tanks themselves. If you wouldn't find this too dull to do, because I'd find it very interesting to hear, could you describe for me the number and functions of each member of the tank crew?
The tank in those days, the first tanks, had a crew of five. They all had an officer in it, who was the tank commander. They had a driver, who sat on his right. They had, a gunner in each sponson, and they had a secondary gearsman. Sometimes, in fact, usually, very often, they worked in together and replaced each other. The whole process of driving those first tanks was quite complicated because they had to steer. They abolished the wheel, and then you steered where you had a throttle on each track. And then when you wanted a bit more, it had a gear on each track. And the secondary gearsman sat behind. And the noise was so much they couldn't hear what you said. And so you had the engine casing like that, and you took a big spanner and you hit the engine casing and signaled second gear to the chap. And so on. It was a very cumbrous way of turning and moving about. The gunners were either small arms, Lewis guns, or they were originally Hotchkiss, but then we switched over to the Lewis because they were easier to supply. And the two-pounder gun.
Six-pounder gun.
Six-pounder gun. And they fired a solid shot, and they also fired a shell, and they fired a most frightful thing called grape, which was little bullets tied together with wire in a great cloud, and they fairly made a mess of people. I must confess, I thought they were very unfair. And then you had your signals, which were a flapper, a white flapper with Morse code, and an Aldous lamp. And we signaled back to a balloon, one of the barrage balloons in the back, to get our message through by Morse. And we had pigeons, which you could send.